Have a prayer for beginning by Judith Quarles. Spirit of life and love, in this season of beginning, some of us are hurried and harried. Some of us feel sorrowful and afraid. Some of us are not yet ready to step forward into the future. May we minister to one another with wisdom, meeting our friends with open ears, open eyes, and open hearts. In this season of beginning, some of us are celebrating triumphs and joys. Some of us feel whole and happy. Some of us are eager and excited, curious to see what happens next. Let us each, as we are able, take part in one another's happiness and enthusiasm. Quiet spirit of life and love, bring us the grace to share wholly and faithfully in the lives of our friends. Amen.
So I'll read the regular print, and please join Brenda in reading the italicized print. Together in a Sacred Space by Lorelei Green Jones. In this sacred place, we need not be alone. Seek a listening ear, a warm heart, open arms.
In this sacred place, we join together against the ways of negativity and oppression in our world.
We are a community of individual beings living our own lives, yet coming together now and then in joyous celebration of spirit and one another.
Our differences do not divide us. Rather, they are a source of interest and discovery. We need not think alike to love alike.
Here, joys are shared and sorrows comforted. We are seen and heard and believed.
My compassion overflows. Our hearts reach for others.
We are a gathering of like-hearted people, and here are our hearts filled. We hear the wisdom and counsel of the ministers and that of Lord.
We have much to learn from each other, so many different colors of truth and ways and methods.
In the sacred place, may we find that our spirits, what our spirits desire and what our spirits need. May we be grounded in love and sharing.
In this sacred place, may we find acceptance and consideration. May our actions and words echo what we learn here.
And now on our theme of preparing to start again, we have some reflection time. We are here at this pivotal point in our calendars, about to leave behind 2020. And for some of us, that can't happen soon enough. At this inflection point, it's a good exercise to think about what else to leave behind in addition to the year. Maybe it's a feeling of inadequacy that doesn't serve us, or a desire to know how COVID-19 will play out in 2021, even though we know we can't know the answer. It's also a time that calls on us to find our own resilience. What have we learned about ourselves? Did you learn about how pleasant it can be to lose yourself in a good book? Or how really it can be a lot of fun to connect with people on FaceTime or Zoom? Or that getting outside for a walk every day makes all of the difference to how you feel? Today's service and next week's Fire Communion are the bookend. Today we look at the year that has passed. Next week, we will look toward 2021 and how to bring light to the world. So our two questions for today are, what do we need to leave behind to greet the new year? And what have you learned about yourself? We're going to have discussion groups now where you can talk about those two questions. What do you want to leave behind? And what have you learned about yourself? Along with some of our LUF friends and neighbors. Please provide within the 20 minutes that you'll have a time for everybody to share their insights. And as always, a person may choose to pass. After you return, we'll have a brief sharing via the chat, and I'll explain to you how that goes when we come back. So I'd ask Brenda to set us up into breakout groups so that you can think about those things that you're leaving behind and things and insights you've gained about yourself over the last.
Okay. For all of you.
Thank you all for joining in those conversations. Now, we usually ask you not to chat to everyone during the service. So we're going to break our own rule because we want to have some way to pull the threads of the group conversation back together. So please share some element, non-attributed way, to everyone, or you can send a chat message to me. So it's a way of us just having a little glimpse into the thoughts of the other groups around what you will be leaving behind to greet the new year and what you've learned about yourself. So let's start with the first one. What do you need to leave behind to greet the new year? And please, in the chat, just write a brief note and I'll read them out. Start with a thought here as the messages come in. Leaving behind the need to be perfect. Dress with a family member who has some serious personal problems. May they make better decisions this coming year. A feeling that we can control everything, that we are in control. Leave behind the fear and anxiety of COVID. Expectations that are no longer reasonable in these difficult times. Trump and the deconstruction of democracy. Learning how to adapt. Thank you for those thoughts. Let's go to the second question. What have you learned about yourself over this past year? And share it in the chat in the same way. So learning how to adapt would be a good one. Finding our own resilience. I have too much stuff. When I'm busy with tasks, I'm not really present to the people in my life. I really prefer a quieter, less busy life. The blessing of being in nature. Need to get out of my comfort zone and reach out more to others. Catching glimpses of what it means to flow with the present. I learned that I have difficulty with change. How things we took for granted are now important aspects of everyday life. How little I really need. Time spent in connection with others via phone, FaceTime, email, mail is a gift to all parties. That I would miss singing in a group. Thank you for sharing these thoughts, and I hope this reflection gives you a bit of opportunity to strengthen your own resilience by leaving behind what belongs in 2020 and thinking about what we take forward to 2021. Thank you.